Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 팝 팝팝팝팝 원하며 와지 노바 보조주 쏙쏙쏙쏙쏙
Yes, it is Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network, and right here, right now with you. Right here, right now with me is Jeanette.
Yes, right here, right now.
Yes.
Opera family.
Very.
Hashtag it.
Fat boy slim.
What?
I don't know. Flashback to the 90s.
Right now. Right here.
Yep. What's coming up on the show this week?
Well, we have our part two interview with the well-known bloggers, My Korean Husband.
Fantastic.
We also have our Thai song of the week, thanks to our Thai pop specialist, Paul.
That's always good.
I love Paul.
Yeah, me too.
Ew. Oh.
We can share.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We also have an intro to Asian pop thanks to Katie. She's sharing a bit on BIS.
Beast. Yeah.
We also have Shaz, who is in Seoul with another of our team member. We won't say who it is yet.
Yeah, it's Bridget.
You ruined it.
Sorry. The suspense.
We also have our exciting interview that we did this weekend with Eric Nam.
Yes, very exciting. In his hotel room.
Asian Pop Radio, you guys, I see your tweets every once in a while, like people will retweet them to me and stuff. Right. So really appreciate the support and wish you guys only the best.
Pretty cool stuff. Music-wise, we'll be playing Taeyang Ringa Linga, Bumper Chicken, and an awesome Chinese pop track amongst others. For now, it's time for this.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to team member Cassie. As usual, this is the Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop News Update. And for something a little different, Cassie's in the studio with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
What's making news today?
Former Cantonese singer Roy Chow has been sentenced to 18 months probation this week after injuring his wife Yu Chu on August 24. According to reports, the pair were travelling to Chow's mother's house when an argument broke out regarding Chow's affair with model Ruby Lau. Chow is said to have aggressively pushed his wife into the ground, injuring her knee and chin, which required further medical attention.
Wow, that's not good.
No. During the reading of the sentence, the judge stressed that domestic violence should not be taken lightly. The judge also warned Chow that if his marital issues were not solved peacefully in the future, he will face a harsh punishment.
Well, there's no good in that story, is there?
No.
Dear me. All right, what else is making news, Cassie?
Japanese girl group Perfume have revealed that they'll be making their US debut later this year.
Wow.
Under the popular label Astralworks, who have carried the weight of the electro hype in the late 90s. The J-pop trio are set to digitally release an American version of their latest album, Level 3, on October 7th. They will later release a physical copy sometime near the end of October. The album is said to contain 16 tracks, including DV and LM remixes, and will also be released in not only the US, but also Europe and many other countries around the world.
I may have missed detail there, but does that mean that it's in English or there's going to be English tracks on it?
As far as I know.
Because they already do a little bit of that, right?
Yeah, I think English, yes.
Anything else, Cass?
Yes, the Taiwanese actress Renee Liu has revealed that after never ending an untrue rumor, she is finally having a baby. Liu took to her Facebook and Weibo account on September 9th to announced the exciting news with a post that read, "My husband and I will be learning the next important stage in life, welcoming a new life." Whilst admitting that she is a little nervous about bringing a baby into the world, she also revealed that she is overjoyed and can't wait to share her happiness with her loved ones.
Wow, so there you go, a positive news story on the end.
Yes.
And of course, Perfume in the middle.
Yes, keeping it happy.
Excellent, Cassie. Thanks for keeping us posted on what's happening in the world of Asian pop. And of course, you do right throughout the week on Facebook.
Yes.
How do people find us on Facebook?
Facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cassie.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Cassie. Now we take a more in-depth look at K-pop with Phil, the HelloKpop.com update. Also, Cassie, you are looking so beautiful today.
She's. Hi, Cassie.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
A special Hello K-pop update with Phil. How are you going, Phil?
I'm good, Jess. How are you? I'm a bit devastated with all the news that's happening at the moment.
I have to say I'm the same. It's just hard enough to wake up one morning during the week, Phil, and hear the such bad news about one band member passing away in a car accident, and then waking up on the weekend and hearing that a second band member has passed away. It's just, it's very hard to comprehend, isn't it?
It is. I think, you know, a lot of fans are just, you know, touched by what's going on, and I can't can't imagine, you know, what, you know, Lady's Code and, you know, their friends and family are going through right now. It just seems very tragic at the moment.
It really is. And but it I thought it's an important thing to talk about it, because there's a lot of people feeling a lot of emotions, and it's hard to talk about these things. So I think it's important to give people an avenue to talk about things and express themselves. And we certainly have on our Asian Pop Radio Facebook page, and I know you have too, on hellokpop.com and also your social media pages. What's the general feeling from the fans?
Everyone's on the same page. Everyone is, you know, feeling deep sympathy for, you know, the bands, and especially for, you know, the members who have had to deal with another passing on the weekend.
Let's take it back to the start for those that did miss the news, because I know that we're not all on it. The car accident first took place on Wednesday morning, was it? Around 1 p.m.
Yes.
Seoul time?
Wednesday, 3rd of September. The accident happened around 1:30 a.m. Yoonbi was pronounced dead on the scene, so that's obviously very tragic. Since then, the other members, Sojung and Rissae has been, you know, unconscious. She was unconscious for 105 hours and getting multiple surgeries, and unfortunately she passed away on September the 7th at 10 a.m. in the morning. So that's very tragic.
So was it an issue with the life support? Was she taken off life support, or did she unfortunately pass away without it being a life support issue?
It hasn't been reported how she passed away, but the agency has said that she's undergone many surgeries, and at one point the doctors had to stop her surgery because, you know, her blood pressure was dropping too low for them to operate any further. But they did say that, you know, they performed as many surgeries as they could, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. Devastating.
Phil, who was in the car? It was the four band members as well as the manager?
So there was seven people altogether, the five members, and there was the driver, I believe, who is the road manager and their stylist. Out of the seven, Yoonbi and Rissae has passed away, and also been rumoured that the driver has passed away, but there hasn't been much, any confirmation on that yet.
Right. There was also rumour that Yoonbi was actually not wearing a seatbelt, but later in the week, Hello K-Pop confirmed that that wasn't the case. That's right?
That's correct. A lot of the firefighters on the scene said that when they arrived at the scene, all the members were still in the car. Yoonbi and Rissae were still in the car while Ashley and Zunni were outside, standing outside the car. So that dispelled any rumours that she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, because if she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, she would have, you know, flown outside the car. That's been confirmed. That's not true. So what people are investigating now is the cause of the accident, which has yet been announced.
Okay, Phil, hold that thought. We might go to a song, and we will come back for this extended version of our Hello K-Pop update this week, looking into the death of the two members of Ladies Code. And we will have a chat about what the fans have been saying on our Facebook page and, of course, the Hello K-Pop website regarding the whole situation. You're on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
When a man matures, he wants the kind of success that brings respect.
Shut up. 내다 뒤통수 맞기 딱 좋거나 그래 절대로 막히지 않는 현실의 척도 입 다물고 적당히 좀 타협하는 법도 알게 됐어 리미티가 걸린 인생 오보 벌써 몇 번의 고배로 마신 거지 헛스윙 남들만큼 살아볼라요 나송이의 부인 걱정을 들어내고 시간이 죽여 멈추는 얻었으니 do it do it do it
착착해 좀 가보네
K-pop hit coming up next on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Keep up to date 24/7 Asian Pop Radio Australia on Facebook.
Well, lots of people having lots of says about the accident. Of course, they're all regretful of what's happened. We asked our Facebook followers on facebook.com/AsianPopRadio to tell us what they think about what's happened. Travis says, rest in peace. Bianca says, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I feel so sad for not only Yunbi and Rose, but also the other members, the families and the fans. They were taken too soon. Cindy says, a second member has been taken away and it is as if my heart has felt torn apart. It can no longer ache. Heaven has gained two beautiful angels and I sincerely hope that they are able to rest comfortably and in peace in the land of the skies. I offer my deep condolences. Matthew says, I'm heartbroken to hear this. I can't believe that we have to say another goodbye to another member. Nancy says, I saw them on ASC and they were so lovely and cheerful. This news has just hit me pretty hard, so I can't imagine how their fans, family and friends are all feeling. And that's like we've said earlier on, it's just hard to imagine what the family are feeling right now and the remaining band members.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of fans have, you know, this incident has made fans, you know, realize that, you know, their idols are humans and, you know, tragedies like this can happen.
Sure.
So I feel like this has, on another note, which, you know, if you can, you know, agree with me that, yeah, it has brought to light a lot of issues that are currently in the industry. So a few idols have already spoken out about the issues, saying that there needs to be changes in the entertainment industry.
Do you think it's the pressure of running from job to job that where these accidents are taking place, or do you think it's just a general approach to safe driving in Korea?
There's a culture in Korea where people speed, so it's quite common for people to speed in Korea, even though there's laws. You know, we always hear about idols and other people getting into accidents. Most of them have been able to luckily escape, unlike, you know, Yunbi and Rise. So it's quite devastating that this has happened. This is a call for the government to put more pressure on people speeding. Yeah, and there's also, I've been reading a lot of comments about people saying, you know, the agency shouldn't have packed so many schedules. They wouldn't have to, you know, drive so late at night. The managers and the drivers don't have to be as tired.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blame being thrown around right now. So
yeah, and unfortunately, the way the K-pop industry works is all very cutthroat. It's all very fast-paced and you go from job to job and it's intense and it's very easy to fit too much in, isn't it?
It is. And we all know how busy their schedules can get.
When stuff like this happens, K-pop fans come together, don't they? They really look after each other.
It is. I've seen a lot of fans from other groups that, you know, have come and showed their support, even though they're not a fan of the group, which is very touching. But yeah, it's great to see that, you know, in this difficult time, people are coming together to show their support for each other.
If I look at the Hello K-pop Facebook page, just for one, there's tons of messages coming through from right around the globe. 180 shares on just some of the individual posts where fans are sharing their thoughts. You've got fans coming through from, I think, Germany, from Indonesia, all trying to look after each other and having their say. Agnes says, rest in peace. Songyi says, so sad. Sometimes I knew those, you know, it doesn't have to be many words. It's hard to find the words, really, isn't it?
This story has been very big this week, and everyone has been feeling a lot of empathy for the group. Even at one point, we were getting 400 new readers every second.
Wow.
You know, reading about this incident. So the impact that this incident has, you know, left is quite big.
Well, I think it's important for us to share our feelings and not hold things to ourselves all the time, not just when difficult things like this happen and we have to try and make sense of things. So it's great that Hello K-pop are giving people an avenue to have a chat about it, of course, on your Facebook page as well and on the Asian Pop Radio Australia Facebook page. But I should mention that if you are ever struggling with things and you're having difficulty and you do need someone to talk to and you don't know who to turn to, Kids Helpline is always there. You can go to kidshelp.com.au. That's 1-800-551-800, or you can call Lifeline anytime. That's 13 11 14. And now, Phil, I'm assuming that you will keep covering the news as it unfolds, because it is a very big news story in Korea and right around Asia.
Jace, I do want to mention, because you just never know what people are going through, so I think it's important for people to to just check up on people. You never know what people are going through. So if you can, make an effort to say, you know, are you okay? Is there anything I can help you with? But yeah, if you're ever struggling with, you know, any issues, we strongly stress that you should seek out help and should never keep things to yourself.
Well, it's actually good timing, just ahead of Are You Okay Day. It's a great reminder.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah. Phil, thanks so much for joining us for an update.
No worries, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. And also thank you, Phil. And I just wanted to add that you look really handsome today.
He does. Yeah.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, throughout the nation. Like us on Facebook. Head to facebook.com and search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. We thank all the stations who play and support our program each week. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Right across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jeanette and Jay Jong. Tae Yang, that guy that I've known for, 7 years? Tae Yang, coming up.
You've known him personally?
No, I stalk, but do not know personally.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So if you always want to hear us or want to know when we get Beijiggy with it, follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ no surprise Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
And subscribe to our channel to see my beautiful face, YouTube. .com/AsianPopRadio to keep up to date with all things Asian and, poppin'.
And Jason's okay face, like you said last week, which I'm still having sadness about.
So what about these prizes that we have? Hey.
Of course, last week was our big 88th episode spectacular.
It was our lucky one.
We want to say thank you to our listeners right now because it was our most successful podcast ever.
Yes.
We had over 60,000 downloads of our podcast. We were absolutely wrapped. Every member of the team is a volunteer and we are all just so thankful for you wanting to hear this crap.
We all cried 60,000 tears.
We did. Now, of course, we were giving away lots of prizes, mm-hmm. up to the value of around $1,000.
Yes.
Lots of won, as you said.
Like 10 million won?
Something like that. Something around that.
How about in baht?
Not at all.
Moving on.
Lots of baht.
Yeah.
No bahts about it.
Anaconda, do not.
We were giving away vouchers for Fob Roll.
Yes.
For our Melbourne listeners. That was 10 times $50 Fob Roll vouchers. So you've either been emailed and been told that you've won that prize.
Yes.
Or there's still a chance you might still be emailed very, very soon. Yeah, you depending on when you're hearing this.
Watch your email.
So watch your email. Fingers crossed you're
not
a winner.
Not too closely.
$200 voucher thanks to K-Box Karaoke,
yes.
on La Trobe Street in Melbourne. Jack and the crew are always very supportive of our show. So hopefully the winner enjoys that and can take some photos and let us know all about it.
Tag me
and
or bring
course,
me
it. Yeah,
that's even better.
Bring you there.
Hey.
Yeah. You may have won the Madman Entertainment DVD pack, 10 DVDs in a pack, and that was for anyone listening across Australia.
I entered that 10 times.
Did
I
you?
Better win.
Yeah,
well, I better win.
You're not going to win. You're part of the show. You can't win.
Dang it.
But if you missed out on a prize, don't fret. There's still a chance that you can have a little bit of a special offer. Special Asian Pop Radio Australia offer. Do you want to share a little about it?
Special offer?
It's thanks to DramaFever.com.
You don't know what's happening on Drama Fever?
Yeah.
Well, in the UK, in Australia, which is us,
yep.
us, we got noted.
Yep.
And the Middle East, we can finally watch Running Man.
Isn't this exciting?
This is exciting. We used to get, this is not available in your country.
Yeah.
And that was a little bit like, I am on the world. I'm not in Narnia. I'm just here. On the world.
I don't know what that means, but go on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Okay.
But so Running Man is now available to the UK, Australia, and the Middle East.
Yeah. Now, we don't want to like make a big ad about it, so
no.
You have to go to our Facebook page, and you'll be able to find all the information on that.
Yes.
Easy as. But
yeah.
For our Asian Pop Radio listeners, a little special gift.
A little special gift,
yeah.
And it's not cupcakes.
That's correct. Time to get into some Taeyang. Ringalinga, Asian Pop Radio.
My name is T to the A to the E
to the
Y to the A N G.
I'm
Jenna, look at that, order
Yeah.
Moment, know, slow jam, 아니면 dance. 너 그냥 내 몸을 맡기면 돼. 꺼내지 말아, 넌 가리면 돼. Wanna get high, 내 짝이면 돼.
Yeah.
오늘 밤, 우린 타, rollercoaster, right? 안전 벨트는 없어, 난 그냥 내 옆자리면 돼.
멈추지 마, baby, don't keep my vibe. 이대로 가, 지금 좋으니까. To the left, to the right, 그대로 날 따라와. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
sound it out.
네가 화제 조심 물은 좋으니까 걱정 말고 so body moving We party ain't so hard 춤추면 부러질 것 같지 What a hell so far 다시 난 찾아올 것 같지 어찌 이른 다 잊어버려 그제 일처럼 내일 이른 다 지워버려 남의 일처럼 다 같이 jump 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 마치 거무질러 Ladies bump 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 shake shake and follow me 멈추지 마 baby don't kill my vibe 이대로 가 지금 좋으니까 To the left to the right 그대로 날 따라와 yeah 아 yeah yeah 둘셋 baby one two step yeah 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 손을 놓지 마 don't run through 세상을 가져다 줄게 jump hey DJ
Taeyang with Ring-a-Linga. I have a really good question to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, why is Taeyang always invited to all of the parties?
Why?
Something about the abs.
Because he's always bringing the six-pack.
Oh. Get out.
Whatever, you guys. I get to see it all the time.
Fantastic, baby.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to another intro to Asian Pop. This week we're taking a look at the alternative and somewhat controversial J-pop idol group BIS. BIS was formed in 2010 by solo singer Paul Louis, standing for Brand New Idol Society. The group started out as a four-member group made up of Paul Louis herself, Rina Yokoyama, Nozomi Hirano, and Yukiko Nakayama. However, since then the group went through several lineup changes, including incorporating 74-year-old fashion designer Junko Koshino, who has now been given an honorary life membership after performing for 1 week. However, up until their disbandment this year, on July the 8th, the active lineup stood with Paul Louis, Hirano, Tentenko, First Summer Ika, Saki Kamiya, and Megumi Koshoji. Throughout their life as a group, BIS followed a trend of completely ripping apart stereotypical J-pop idol ideals, instead turning to heavier music than most idol groups, instead of the rock or pop theme that many take. Paul Louis also stated that they wanted to uglify idol events, rejecting the idea of good-natured idols. As a side effect, their videos were often deemed inappropriate and raised both positive and negative responses from their audience, with several notable problems related to videos and album covers rising in 2011. However, despite this, they created three songs, Fly, Stupid, and Die, which reached number 8, number 7, and number 6 respectively in the Oricon charts. In July this year, BIS disbanded at the Yokohama Theatre after their final tour, the BIS Who Sold the World Tour. Their last best of album, Uriya Oi, was released on the 2nd of July with tracks and special merchandise. The group disbanded on the 8th of July. However, their tunes are still catchy and worth at least a listen for those into punk, noise, and heavy rock. Who knows where the lives of the members will go after this? But for now, tell us what you think about BIS pushing the limits of idol groups and idol group definitions. Do you like them or not, and why? Drop us a comment and tell us your opinion. For now, this has been the intro to Asian Pop.
Yours, Jeanette.
That was BIS on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Be listening to our show next week as we announce news of another Korean pop event for Australia.
Oh, wow.
We can confirm that this event will be held in a city of Australia that doesn't usually get to experience K-pop events.
Yes.
Need it. Just tone it down a little. Listen out for our podcast from 6 p.m. on Friday.
Australian Instant Standard Time.
Yep. Or AIST.
Yep.
Via facebook.com/ Asian Pop Radio Australia or on traditional radio stations on the network.
Yeah, are we excited about that, guys? K-pop for Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of K-pop, it's time for us to play part two of our interview with my Korean husband.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from eatyourkimchi.com.
Hi, I'm Nicola.
Hi, I'm Hugh.
And we're from
My Korean Husband.
You're listening to.
And you are listening to.
Use your sexy voice, Simon.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes!
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives.
Nicola and Hugh, welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia once again.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back with us. I guess I got to ask you both, what do you miss most about being in Australia?
Of course, my family and friends and everything like that. I think the two big things, and I've talked about it on the blog a few times as well, like having a big range of food. I really miss that. I really miss, you know, just having just like all different types of country's food, you know,
sure,
where
yeah.
here it's very much just Korean. And it's very difficult not only to get sort of foreign food, but to get good foreign food as well. So I really miss that. And I miss, like, you know, Thai food in Sydney and,
sure.
and all that type of stuff. I miss, like, there's not much baking done here. There's no roast dinners or anything like that. It's a very different style of cooking.
I guarantee you, though, it doesn't matter how long you're there and how sick you are of kimchi. When you get home, you'll instantly start craving kimchi.
Yeah.
It has that effect.
Whatever you can't have. And probably the other thing recently that I've missed about Australia, I've missed Australian sort of summer swimming culture. So I really dislike summer here. Whereas, like, I really love summer in Australia and I really love going to the beach and swimming. It gets very hot in Korea. It gets very humid.
Yeah.
But there's not that culture of swimming like that. People don't really go swimming much. There's not facilities to go swimming.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I realized, that I can handle sort of, you know, 40 degree heat in Australia because you have those options and you can go to the beach, you can go swimming, and the air conditioning is really good. But in Korea, it might only be 30 degrees, but it is humid.
Yeah.
And there's not a really good way of sort of cooling off.
You must be adjusted to that kind of weather, though. You must enjoy when summer comes around, especially when you were younger and you have such cold winters, right?
Yeah. You still complained a lot. You'd been used to Australia. You got so grumpy when it was really humid.
I guess you've been spending a lot of time in the rural area. Have you been getting to Seoul at all?
We do. We do go a lot. It depends sort of month to month. You know, sometimes we go once a month. Sometimes we go, you know, two or three times a month. So, yeah, we've had some Seoul experiences.
And you guys have been spending a little bit of time with Simon and Martina at Eat Your Kimchi, right?
We house sat for them recently because they were going on their road trip around Korea. So we
awesome.
Looked after their apartment. So that's been really good for us because, of course, you know, they inspired us and they're bloggers and there's lots of stuff we can talk about. So that sort of that friendship has really grown because we have all those things in common. And, you know, they know Seoul better than we do. So, you know, they show us some stuff. And yeah, that's been really good.
And we know you're obviously, a fan of Big Bang, but especially G-Dragon. Have you, you know, been tweeting him or trying to get in touch with him while you're over there, staying at his hotel?
No, I've been very quiet on that front. I think when our book comes out, because there are some comics that mention him, we'll get the publishing company to maybe send him some. But I don't feel like I'm at any level to sort of tweet him or anything yet. So I'm just patiently waiting.
Well, it's probably a good time to ask you about your book.
It's been this ongoing saga because, you know, we're the major Korean publishing company, but we do our stuff on our end and then, you know, we're waiting on the design team at the moment. It was going to be out like sort of now, but then the design team was like, oh, we're going to do a thing like this and all, you know, and it's stuff that will be better. It's good. But a lot of our fans are like, when's it coming out? When's it coming out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we have no control of that, but it should be soon.
Let's talk a little bit more about K-pop before we let you go. I know, Hugh, you're more of a fan of the old classic Korean pop hits, aren't you?
Yes, but I changed it a little bit.
Ah, you're learning a little bit more, are you?
Yeah, I like new K-pop idols these days.
Well, Hugh, let's hear a couple of your favorites. Who are a couple of your favorite K-pop artists these days?
Bobby
from Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money.
YG. He hasn't debuted properly yet, but you're already
a
big fan
of like him.
I did see on your blog that you're a bit of a fan there.
Yeah. he's really cool.
He puts on just like a normal K-pop playlist now. So like he'll be listening to Hyuna. You listen to, what is it, A-Pink.
Solo Day.
Yeah, B1A4. Like he's listening to that stuff
Block
now.
B.
Block B. Yeah. Yeah, you like Block B.
See, you've been converted. You've done well, Nicola.
Yes, I think it's just Korea in general, does it?
It's because you hear it while you're going to sleep at night, and the first thing you wake up, you do when you wake up, is think about K-pop.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for joining me once again on the show. I love catching up with you, and I'm just honored that you'd be here to spend some time with us.
It's really great to talk to you. It's really great to hear like an Aussie accent as well.
No worries, mate.
Yeah.
Remind everyone how they can find your blog and your Facebook and your Twitter.
MyKoreanHusband.com, and on all the social media, we're just MyKoreanHusband.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, My Korean Husband, and we love hearing from you. But I think we're going to be hearing from you a lot.
A little bit more.
A little bit more than usual.
A bit more.
A little bit of the sauce. Anyways, so next up we're going to be listening to a really great Chinese track called In the End, What Can We Still Believe In?
What Can We Believe In?
And it is by
Chen Xiang.
Thanks, JB.
Welcome.
That was a beautiful emotional track. Mm. But what is also more emotional for me is that you got to meet the beautiful Eric Lam.
Yeah, and you weren't there. How did that feel?
Wow.
How did it feel?
Should I go get some ice for the third degree burn that you just laid upon me?
Luckily, you can go on to youtube.com/AsianPopRadio and you can watch me with hanging out with
Eric.
Wow,
why don't I do that? Well, I cry and eat two buckets of ice cream and maybe chocolate chip M&M cookies.
Did you end up getting to K-Wave last weekend?
No, I didn't.
You worked all day?
Yeah.
Like a slave?
Yeah, it happens.
Britney slave for you kind of thing. Yeah.
I cannot control it. I guess I cannot hide it. I'm just a slave.
Okay, and it was an amazing event. Lots of people went and had fun. If you did go along and have fun, we want to hear your thoughts on K-Wave. So make sure you inbox us, Asian Pop Radio Australia. Look for Asian Pop Radio on Facebook and have your say.
So can we have a little listen about Eric now?
I reckon we should play the whole interview.
The whole interview? That is so special.
All right.
That is so special.
Let's play part one. In between part one and part two, we're going to play some Bump of Chicken.
Bump of Chicken.
You were here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the end...
But I wasn't here.
In the end, can you still believe you were here?
No.
You were here. That's what you can believe.
Eric Nam, you were here.
Yeah. Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Welcome officially Eric Nam to Melbourne. Hey, Eric.
Hey,
how are you going?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much, Asian Pop Radio, you guys. I see your tweets every once in a while. Like, people will retweet them to me and stuff. Right. So really appreciate the support and wish you guys only the best.
Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
And I have with me Cassie today as we welcome officially Eric Nam to Melbourne. Hey, Eric,
hey,
how are you going?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We know you're not one for doing things in halves. We noticed recently everyone's doing the ice bucket challenge. And, well, you didn't do it just once, but you did it twice.
Yes.
What's the reason for that, Eric?
So my brother was filming it for me, and then his phone, like, died, or we ran out of memory or something, and it was right when I dumped it on myself. Yeah. And he goes, "Oh, sorry." I was like, "Why?" He's like, "I just died." I was like, "What?" And so we actually had to do it again.
So you actually had to have the ice dumped on you twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I made his extra cold when he did it.
Cassie.
Your track is a little different from regular K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sign of things to come for Eric Nam?
I'm not sure. I think for me, I would love for it to be. I want to kind of push the boundaries in terms of what kind of music is released for myself and in Korea. I think, you know, nothing bad can come from diversifying or trying out new things in music. Yeah. Having said that, I don't make those decisions on my own.
Yeah.
My label makes the end decision. So as much as I would love to continue kind of like a funky, more of a rock route, I think my company wants more of a ballad, acoustic image. And so I think we'll have to find a good balance and a medium.
The MV itself was quite a who's who of the K-pop industry these days. We're just wondering, are all your friends K-pop idols, or do you have some friends on the outside as well?
Of course I have friends on the outside. In Korea though, it's difficult because I didn't grow up there, you know? And so I don't have this solid group of friends like I do back in the States. Having said that, I think my K-pop idol friends have been great because we all come from a similar background and we're all going through a similar experience. And so we're able to relate to each other in that aspect and kind of support each other in different ways.
Is there a difference between how the different performers, I guess, mingle with each other depending on if they were born in Korea or if they're from the US like yourself?
I don't think it's intended to be that way.
Yeah.
I've heard you know, whenever we're at like the station, some of the Korean idol kids will be like, "You guys only hang out with each other." And that's not the case.
Yeah.
It's just difference in culture when it comes to how we interact. When I'm talking to people in English, there are different mannerisms and there's different ways of approaching things. And in Korean, things seem a lot more formal always. Yeah. There is some sort of difference in understanding when it comes to that.
Mm.
Having said that, I think I have a good amount of Korean idol friends and then Korean American or Korean Australian idol friends. And so
I think Jay Park was one of the first people to kind of voice the difficulties that surround moving to Korea and being part of that lifestyle, and just the difficulty in learning how to adapt. And people obviously took things a bit differently, the way what he actually meant by what he was saying, but it is quite a challenge.
I think, you know, for me, I'm not, you know, I'm fluent in Korean, but I'm not perfect. I still don't understand a lot of things that when I'm on these TV shows and people are talking to me at a million miles an hour, I'm just like, I have no idea.
Yes, no.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just like, thank you. And I probably committed my life to like something that I don't know.
Yeah.
But so it's definitely a challenge. Having said that, I think, you know, people like myself, we definitely make an effort to inform ourselves and educate ourselves.
You can watch my interviews with 4 Minute and CN Blue and BAP, and I've mastered the nod and pretending I know what's going on. Yes, I agree. Yes, yeah. Just smile politely. Yeah.
We both know that you're very busy after becoming a K-pop idol. So what do you like to do when you get 5 minutes to yourself?
Oh, I do. Sleep. Yeah, I sleep. No, I want to sleep and I enjoy sleep, but I always feel like I'm wasting time if I sleep, which is not the case. Like, people should sleep because it's healthy for you. It's healthy for you. Like, you need to sleep. I will actually spend a lot of time in the studio. And for some people, that's considered work. But for me, I consider it, it's fun.
Sure.
That's how I just kind of chill out.
Yeah.
And so I spend a lot of time at Sweet Tune, and they've produced both of my latest releases, and they do almost all of Infinite, Boyfriend. They did a lot of Naimi, like Kara, just everyone. And so just being in that place, and it's a great place because I get to grow musically and I also get to develop my relationships with different idols.
It's amazing what you can get done when you're actually enjoying what you do for work.
Yeah, so it's a blessing and I'm very thankful for that. But that's usually where I spend most of my time. I also just hang out with friends. We'll go out to a movie, grab dinner, go get a massage every once in a while, you know, just like relax.
Yeah.
Well, I want to definitely relax with Eric. I want to grab a dinner, you know, watch massage. A movie, maybe get a massage. But he said how to be healthy is to sleep.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes, I don't
Eric,
get much.
I definitely accept your invitation for a sleepover. It can be for like 5 years. I don't mind.
Pajama party.
Yeah.
Playing Suju in the background.
Yeah.
All right, bump of chicken.
Bump of chicken.
Here it is. It's bump of chicken.
I guess you were here.
Bump of chicken.
Can't jump, can't jump, oh, yo.
Wonder if Eric Nam is actually sleeping. Well, we can actually find out more about him in the second part of the interview.
Boomts!
안녕하세요. Hello, this is Alexander Lee Eusebio, and when I'm down under, I love listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Here's part two of our interview with Eric Nam in Melbourne.
You've been able to spend quite a lot of time with different musicians that are featured on After School Club. Is there a particular group or solo artist that you've spent some time with that you've quite enjoyed, or one that you know you think you'll keep with you, you'll never forget?
Outside of the show?
Yeah.
I think, who do I hang out with these days? I don't really have time to
hang out. He has had a very long flight, by the way.
I don't have time to hang out with people that much these days. But you know who actually was very, very cool? Zaya. The guys from Zaya were very cool.
Okay.
They
were your first, weren't they?
They were our first, which is why it was such a memorable episode. But then even they were on it a couple episodes later. Siwan and Kwangi were like, hey, let's hang out. Like, we're same age. Let's just be friends. And
awesome.
So Siwan's always shooting like a movie or drama. So it's very hard to see him. Kwangi's always all over the place too. So it's very difficult to meet up, but when we do, it's always fun and have a good time. And yeah, I don't know. ASC's been great in that I get to meet a lot of people and make new friends. And outside, off the camera, we get to talk about, you know, just life and we're just normal people.
It seems like quite a good network to work for anyway.
Yeah. So it's fun and I'm very thankful and blessed to be where I am.
You've worked side by side with Led Apple's Hanbyul. And is there any other Australian artist that you would wish to work with?
Australian artist. Let's see. Guy Sebastian.
He has quite a few fans in Asia.
Yeah, he does. I think he's
same thing,
amazing vocalist. Mm. Iggy Azalea. She's Australian, right?
Yeah, she's
up and she's huge right now.
Jeez.
If she ever wants to do anything K-pop. Hey, Iggy.
He's here now.
Hey. I don't know. Who else is Australian? Rome. Rome is Australian.
Yeah.
And we're actually working on some stuff on our own right now.
Great.
Just for fun. Just hanging out. So that's been fun. And then I don't know. Who should I work with?
I guess obviously Jason's moved on from the show for the time being, right? But would you work with him and collaborate maybe on a track?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down. He's such a better singer than I am. He's such an amazing vocalist. He has this insane vocal range. He can sing higher than a lot of girls can.
Yeah.
And so when I see him sing, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like how do you hit that note? But
he has a good range.
He has an amazing range. I actually haven't seen him in a long time. He's been in Japan. He's been in Europe. He's been all over the place. So we haven't been able to hang out.
He seems quite cheeky and you look like you're the one that has to pull him into line on the show. Is that the case or?
When he was on the case, that was very much the concept that we went with.
Yeah.
They're like, you're older and you should be a little more mature.
Yeah.
But when you're with Jason, he kind of like sucks you in. And so we both kind of go nuts. It was fun.
Fantastic. Well, this is your first time to Melbourne, right?
It is my first time in Australia.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to see while you're here?
Well, I know that the coffee here is amazing and I've been downing coffee.
You're gonna be up there shaking off.
Yeah. I also heard the gardens are beautiful here and there's really good shopping. So hopefully I just get to, you know, take a good tour of the city and take the sights in. And wherever I go, I want to be as kind of local as I possibly can.
Sure.
So just to see how everyday people spend their time.
Good.
So yeah.
Well, make sure you go down to DeGrave Street and have a coffee there because that's the place to be. Oh yeah. You enjoy it? Yeah.
It was great. It was good. I had food there. I had coffee there. It was really nice. And we went to the graffiti wall. The graffiti. Yeah. And I took some pictures there. So I think Melbourne, first of all, it's so clean. It's like a very clean city and the weather's been amazing. The people are so nice and it's beautiful. So hopefully I get to come back.
Yeah, we're nice. Don't you forget it. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us on Asian Pop Radio. We absolutely love your track and we've been following you for quite a couple of years now and wish you all the success. And if you need a tour guide, I'm sure Cassie's, you know, happy to put her hand up and show you around.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Asian Pop Radio. You guys, I see your tweets every once in a while. Like, people will retweet them to me and stuff.
Great.
So really appreciate the support and wish you guys only the best. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and today, as usual, I have a Thai song for you, a song called Sanyan, which translates to sign or signal in English. sing by a Thai pop group, Jet Setter. The song is about telling a story of everyday teenagers when they are falling in love. On an average, a behavior of every human, they all get very shy and unable to come out and say what they want about their true feelings every time. So the sign language is often used to let that person you've fallen in love with know how much you love them. How cute is that, right? I hope you guys enjoy Sanyan Sai on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hatuk Sanyan Tita Song Mai Gyop Shen Mean Kwa Mai Kang Nai Tisa Nyu Wata Kit Men Gan Broad Oi Men Ok Ma Yop Loi Hei Kang Ka Payan Kit Dao Bon Fa Wa Shen Ra Ta
Thank you for listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. And thank you to Paul for Thai Pop Song of the Week.
You've got such nice manners.
Just like Paul is on point just with his songs.
Yeah.
I'm joking. He's a great guy.
He is very
friendly.
But you
know what else is great?
Hmm?
That he's turning 21.
21.
You know what that makes
21.
Him?
21.
He makes him available to anyone.
Anyone.
To anyone. To anyone.
Yeah, especially CL.
No, CL's mine. He can have everyone else, but CL's mine. I dibs. If he wants to fight, I'm up for it.
Let's go to Shaz's transport review. She's in Seoul, in Korea, giving us lots of different reviews each week about things to eat, things to see, ways to get around, places to sleep, have sleeping parties with Eric Nam.
But isn't she with someone really special?
She's with one of our team members this week who's also in Seoul. It's Bridget.
Shout out to Bridget.
Here they go. Transport in Korea.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
Welcome to another review on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm Shazza, bringing you another review from Seoul, South Korea. Currently, as of the time of recording this, I'm sitting in the You Are Here Cafe, thinking about the past week and all the events that have taken place. As you know, two of the five members of Ladies Code died in a car accident a week ago. Transportation in South Korea was once known as efficient and safe, but due to this car accident and the Sewol ferry sinking, the transport system is under bad rap by the media, both in South Korea and elsewhere. But what is the transport system really like? There are many ways to get around here, both quickly and slowly, as well as comfortably and not so comfortably. Firstly, you have to get to South Korea. Obviously, the best way to do this is by airplane. In all honesty, it doesn't matter who you fly with. I flew with China Southern, but that is because I flew to China first. I object. Who are you?
안녕하세요. I am Bridget from Asian Pop Radio Australia. Like Shaz, I am also now in South Korea. I recently flew with Korean Air to get here and found I had a different experience to you, Shaz. Firstly, by the sound of it, I had a slightly more turbulence than you. But on the flip side, I also had more room and it was an overall more comfortable experience.
Okay, but you also paid a little more for your flight. So as far as airplanes go, it comes down to how much you want to spend and your level of comfort.
Trains here are more efficient. They are fast and cover a lot of ground. There is almost a train station in every suburb. The funny thing is, if you take one exit and walk in the direction of the next station, one of the entrances could be less than 200 meters away.
That is very true. It makes getting around very easy.
So what's the problem? If trains are so safe, why all the accidents?
Well, Bridget, if you recall your experience in China, you would understand how dangerous the roads are.
Yes. Taxis didn't have working seatbelts. They would almost run you over on the street. And then, don't get me started on the buses. They were full of passengers and old.
Your experience is not too different to how it actually is here. I have seen taxis drive half on the walkway just to cut time, as well as driving through multiple red lights. And then it's not just the taxis that do that. It's not uncommon to see a normal driver turning red when it is a red light for them. That's not to say it's all bad. The front two passengers at least are required to wear a seatbelt. So if they get into an accident, then those two have a slightly better chance of survival.
I guess like how in China, they park their cars so closely. In Korea, that would also cause accidents?
That is very true. I have witnessed quite a few car accidents in the short time I've been here. This has been Shazza
and Bridget
on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Tune in next week for another review.
Another great review, thanks to Shaz, and thank you so much to all the team members that had made this week possible and every week possible. Content-wise, of course, Katie for the intro, Paul for the Thai Pop Song of the Week, Shaz there, of course, thanks. Music director, Jedi Scuff, thanks for the music playlist. Phil from Hello K-Pop, always a treat. Cassie for our news updates. Yep. So many people contribute to the show.
And a special thank you to you, J-John.
Well, I was going
to
say, most of all, I would like to not thank you for being here, Jeanette. It's just been a disaster from the start.
I know, but I still make it.
No, I love you.
Oh, gross. Here we go again.
And I will do everything I can to make... I won't rest, Jeanette, until you wed my brother. That's how much I want you in my life. You will be my sister-in-law.
Great plan.
By too soon. Asian Pop Radio Australia, you can find us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
You can find us on YouTube, which is youtube.com/AsianPopRadio.
You can find us on Twitter, which is twitter.com/AsianPopRadio.
And you can also hashtag AprafAmily.
Great way to go out. Mm-hmm. We should play a track to say goodbye to everyone and enjoy the week.
What are we going
to
play?
Another Thai song.
Oh.
Chats Nova with Chili White Chalk.
That's how I feel about Eric Nam.
Yeah. Catch ya. See ya.
See you. Bye.
For listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. We acknowledge the support of radio stations across the community radio network who air our program weekly. The Community Broadcasting Association of Australia and 3Joy in Melbourne for use of production facilities. Asian Pop Radio is produced by volunteers and is not for profit. With no advertising budget, we rely on you to help promote us to your friends. Please share us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Quickie social media pages with your friends. Spoken by M. Thompson, 225 Bourke Street, Melbourne.